This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Sandbox and their new release, Me and Him and Horse. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Sandbox and their latest release, Me and Him and Horse. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Shane Sweet of Sandbox regarding the latest release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their album, Me and Him and Horse, here is Sandbox with Streetlights.
When I was young, nothing got done. Everyone was busy taking drugs. It took the fans, the best bands, the scene. It seemed got swallowed in the love. Bottles mixed with leaving now early in the evening. It's just wrong. The lovers modern revolt and now the stumbling toast and we're gone. Till safely in the confines where we display our real life. So I'm told. But do you think it'd be alright if we just stay here tonight? You see, I'm no shade too dry, and I'd like to stay alive and see you again. But until then.
From their album Me and Him and Horse, that was Sandbox with Streetlights. Check out the band at their official website, www.sandbox-music.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Shane Sweet of Sandbox regarding the album, and here's how the interview went.
Now, we're in California. Where are you about? Where are you about geographically?
Part of L.A. I'm in downtown L.A. I live in, a warehouse down here, and we rehearse here and do our, sort of our pre-production, all our recording here, and we are in the heart of the city, where the East LA interchange is. We're right in the dead thick of it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't think anyone lived there, but...
Yeah, I'm not supposed to, but I do anyway. Definitely not zoned for it, but I sort of make the most of it.
I see. Well, anyway, it's a fantastic CD that Sandbox has here.
Thank you.
Yes, and now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
It's just like anything else. I think as soon as you're done recording, you've played the song so many times that you're like, I want to start playing something else and making new tunes. But I like it. It's the first... the first record, Songs for Friends, Family, and the Times, was just sort of an experiment to see if I can do it. And whereas this one was a little bit more of a focused effort, I've got, we followed two characters throughout the whole course of the record, and each song kind of has an arc, and then the whole, record itself has an over arc that we follow these two people all the way, from a beginning to an end, which was cool and fun to accomplish, and not something that most albums have. There aren't too many concept albums out there anymore, so.
There aren't. You're absolutely right. It's all, individual, singles getting downloaded.
Right.
And I think that's certainly commendable. I would also like to congratulate you on being chosen to headline the Music Guerrilla Showcase at South by Southwest.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I was told. Yeah, so congratulations there.
Thank you.
Ever performed at South by Southwest before?
Yeah, we were there last year. It was our first time, and it was we had no idea what we were in for. This year we know to be closer to 5th Street and don't even pretend like you're going to be able to drive in, be close enough to walk. And we're actually playing about 4 or 5 different showcases there this year, and whereas last year it was one. And we were sort of, it's part of a tour for us this spring as opposed to last year where we just sort of jetted out to Texas and drove on back in a nice 26 hours each way. So, but we love it. We want to try and be there every year. It's the only spot to be in March. It's awesome. It's a great time.
It sounds like it. And with this album out, have there been any reactions to the work that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that there? I lost you for half a second.
With regard to the release, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
There have definitely been people... It's interesting, we've sort of had reactions to where people get their own opinions either about the characters and the thing, or people are disappointed to see that it's not, completely my own 100% perspective. It's almost like people kind of take it personally. What do you mean, this is not your story? It's Paul took on a lot of characters. you know, John took on a lot of characters. People, it's not always 100% about, you know, who your own personal experience, or it's not always about the way that you individually processed it as much as it's about, you know, you could be speaking for your friends or, you know, your parents' experience even, or, you know, sort of writing things for other people or imagining yourselves in that position. And it's kind of interesting sometimes to see people, like, feel like they related to you, and then, you know, you can kind of be like, oh yeah, no, that part was about somebody else, and then all of a sudden it's like you betrayed them or something. It's kind of interesting. It's not something I would have ever thought to have to sort of maneuver around.
I see. Well, talk about the genesis of Sandbox. To talk about how this project got started.
Well, originally, like, it was just Sandbox was, you know, my experiments. I'd played in bands off and on for, you know, about 10 years, and just sort of get tired of the process and kind of taking a huge break. And with Songs for Friends, Family, and the Times, I sort of just want to see if I could do it all myself, just see if I could be able to play everything and be happy with the outcome, and see if I could, you know, see if I could just do the thing. And when I made that record, it ended up doing well, and as a side job, made me decent little chunk of change, and ended up getting to go play on BBC Radio 1, and go play the Glasgow Green Festival, and the Fringe Festival, got invited to go play in the UK, and I was like, okay, cool, right on, I guess I'll make another album. And when I made all the songs, the pre-production versions, I'm Dave Cooley, who did the Silver Sun Pickups first two records, and did the Mickey Avalon record and stuff, he dug the tunes and was kind of, you know, on board with it, so me and him and Horace kind of became a more focused effort, and so this time through it was more about, you know, getting things right, not taking the first take and kind of being like, oh, you know, I'll kind of figure it out or fix it and, you know, fix it in post sort of thing. And and this time through, we actually had a smaller label kind of pick us up, SHP Records, and they've sort of pushed the whole thing through for us, and that meant, you know, playing shows, playing live. We knew we were going to have to be doing some touring, and so all of a sudden it became more of a professional endeavor as opposed to, you know, just sort of sitting around having fun. And then we're already in pre-production now for the third record, and this time through I think we're going to have everybody, like, even on this record, for the most part I played all the instruments myself. We had, like, a marching band come in, had a 16-person choir, had Lauren Brown from band, He's My Brother, She's My Sister, come in and do, like, tap dancing. Morgan Paris, our violin player, played violin on Me and Him and Horse. So there were all added elements, but all of the basic instruments I played myself. And I think this time through I'm going to have the band who, you know, basically all my friends who, you know, tour with us, and when I was told I need to get a live band, basically hit them up and was like, hey, dude, you want to come, you know, hop in a van and play music and make a little bit of cash here and there? So this time through, I think we're all going to be sort of doing it as a live recording, you know, in the room together, as opposed to overdubbing everything, which I've done up to this point.
I see. And with this album, since it's a concept album, I have to ask, what was the initial spark that got it going?
I sort of had the oldest song on the record is Pen and Guitar, and I sort of just I love this sort of story of, I'm always kind of obsessed because I'm from LA, and that's a rare thing. I'm always sort of obsessed and compelled by the people's stories who come here for whatever reason. They come here for, you know, acting or music. They sort of hang all their hopes and dreams on the city, and there's, you know, a lot of people doing that. And so I've always sort of been enamored with that idea, and the seventh track on the album, Hollywood, which Pen and Guitar and Hollywood are actually designed as one song. They kind of run into each other. There's no gap in the album if you listen. They're sort of tied together by this creepy sort of haunted circus-y section. And so those two songs were kind of the whole sort of, they were the spark, if you will, to, I wanted to make an album about the people who come to L.A., you know, the people who come, and really L.A. could be New York, it could be, you know, any city where people are going and sort of chasing their dreams and putting it on, you know, putting it all on this space, and there's a strange sort of talking to a lot of these people, there's a strange sort of rejection of where they're from a lot of the times, almost a sense like they're running away from something, and which is not always the case, but that's sort of the element that I sort of grabbed onto and sort of ran with as far as playing it, and sort of out of that idea came all the songs on Me and Him and Horse, sort of the ways that I was going to have these characters play out their little dream chase there.
Talk about the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
You know, each one is different. A lot of the times, when I was younger, it would be, I could sit there and write the song and the lyrics and the melody and kind of, as it came to me, kind of have it all happen at once. Whereas now it's like, I'll have the guitar melody and a hook, and I'll sit there with it for a couple months and sort of toy around with lyrics, and it's a really sort of slow process. Every once in a while, actually I had a song I was writing the other day, which will be on the next album. It's just like you wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and it's all there. And you just need to sort of be a medium and let it happen as freely as possible. You get the lyrics, the melody, and all of a sudden, you know, you woke up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and now it's you know, 4 in the afternoon, and you're still sitting there writing, making sure that you get every little thing out of it that you were supposed to get. So sometimes it's that. Another time, like the last track on the album there, the song Everybody, it was actually, we were playing a gig, I guess a year and a half ago, at this place called El Cid here in L.A., and as I'm playing, starting the whatever song I was playing, I don't even remember, Everybody started playing in the back of my head. And so I've got, you know, I'm up there on stage singing and playing this one song while, you know, the song Everybody is playing out in my head for the first time, and literally, like, that was our last song on stage, finished that song, pulled my gear off the stage, hopped into the hallway, and wrote that song out, and listened, and, you know, sort of held my ear down to the my jazz master, and made sure that I was playing what, you know, I heard in my head, and wrote the song right there in the hallway. So there's no standard sort of procedure or anything, but it's always kind of a cool to have the strange experience and sort of run with it like that.
Check out the band at their official website, www.sandbox-music.com. From the album Me and Him and Horse, here is Sandbox once more with Tried and Tried.
I knew I might have a chance of making good on plan. I knew I might have a chance to take you home. So I tried and tried, and I'll make love to you if you want me to. We both know I'm not that cool. Oh, thank you, John and Paul. And it doesn't mean that anything is half as bad as half the things you're battling.
doesn't mean that anything is half as bad as half the things you're battling in your head. As you wound up on shows you were running from, you wound up on shows where your mind began.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her collaboration with Costume on their EP, Empire State Neon. Known for her angelic backing vocals for the legendary pop band Blondie, Destry takes center stage with her one-of-a-kind delivery and hypnotic musical backing. With a little help from producer Stephen Jones, Destry is turning the world of electronica on its ear, and Sugar Me, the first release from Empire State Neon, is just one little taste of the excitement. Empire State Neon from Costume, featuring Donna Destry. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out Donna Destry at Facebook.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Sandbox and their latest release, Me and Him and Horse. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Shane Sweet of Sandbox regarding the album, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Because this is a concept album, you know, all the songs, you kind of need them to tell the story, but what moment or song stands out for you the most in this recording, and why?
For me, personally, it's Streetlights. Streetlights is by far my favorite song on the album. It's my favorite song to play live. It's the one that has the most personal tie-ins. The first lyric right out the gate is, "When I was young, nothing got done. Everyone was busy doing drugs," which is actually a quote from a friend of mine growing up who ended up getting, you know, hooked on this, that, and the other thing, and took his own life a while back. And so it's sort of a, you know, you keep your friends and stuff alive through whatever you can, whatever you do, you know, the memory of them. And sort of it's this masked song. It's a really, really dark song, sort of showing, you know, how there's a whole dark side to the chasing of all those things that you want, and, you know, and going out and thinking that you're going to be going on the right path and doing what you're supposed to be doing, and as chance would have it, there's not. And so I really like that it's this dark sort of themed song, and it's totally masked in this upbeat, happy, you know, major chord structure. Just never would guess that what's kind of like washing over you or kind of sort of under the radar is a dark, dark story. So, yeah, that's my favorite one on the album and to play as well.
I see. You know, you put this band together for this recording. So, are they all going to be performing with you at South by Southwest, or is it?
We are a traveling six piece that's about as big as we could get it without needing another van or trying to upgrade to some more costly vehicle. We're live. It's two guitars, bass, drums, violins, and then Chris Thornberry plays. He'll play keys. He'll do percussion. He'll do ukulele. He's all over the place playing stuff. So there's many little elements in there as we could fit. But in the studio, we have no regard for what we'd be able to play live. We just go crazy with tracking and figure we'll figure it out later.
I see. What would you like someone to come away with after they hear this album?
Interesting question. That's a fun one. Musically, I guess, and as like a music fan, it'd be nice if people could come away with the idea that like you don't have to be or listen to like one genre. Like one album doesn't have to be a rock album or, you know, an acoustic album or a hip-hop album or an indie album, that it's okay to sort of bounce around within concepts and styles and genres within, you know, the context of a song, let alone an album. I guess I'd like people to come away with I like the idea that making an album about other characters or about, you know, somebody else's story kind of, because music and art in general, especially performance arts, can be a little, you know, a little vanity leaning. And I like the idea that, you know, you could sort of be doing all this for somebody else's story. And so to spend, you know, whatever, however long the album is, about an hour, focusing on somebody else's story, it might only give, not only give you, you know, a chance to reshape your own and sort of give you, you know, an idea of a different way of looking about how you're going about your things, but also that, you know, it's other people's stuff. It has just as much sort of a validity as your own. So that's my own, but that's my own thing, making it. I don't know. I can never really, I think, put on the hat as a listener and totally embrace that point of view. So it's a little, you know, weighted, I guess.
And what's next after this release?
We've got the tour here, and then we're back in the studio doing the third album, which is going to be released in, I guess, September, early fall. Then we sort of start the whole tour circuit over again. Like on this album, you know, we ended up playing South by last year, and we're coming up on a calendar year on it. So yeah, it'll be third album in the fall, and then life out of a van again for a while.
Check out Sandbox at their official website, www.sandbox-music.com. From their album, Me and Him and Horse, here is Sandbox once again with Memories.
Yeah. than I thought I'd be. Breathing in at night, potentially too blind. Leave what you want and want what's before your eyes. 'Cause you'll believe me when you die. You'll believe me when you know you've gone and know too much, that there's just never enough of this time. These thoughts been in my mind like light reflecting on the soft, vast nothingness, a canvas of tension in her to wind.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Shane Sweet of Sandbox for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.